This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, man, all right, I hope you guys love me. Ooh, I hope you do. You know, I love my kids. I do. But, you know, my son, the one that's in high school, I guess he finishes high school today. I think school, I mean, doesn't finish high school completely. He's a junior. He's going to be a senior. Oh, boy, is he starting to rock the attitude. Oh, Lord have mercy. Man, he's starting to strut his stuff because he's going to, I mean, he already has an attitude. And now he's going to be a senior. Man, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. I know how to knock him down to size. I do it with his father all the time. You know, Corey tries to peacock, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you better, you know, take that, you better hide your peacock, otherwise you are going to be losing or lacking thereof a peacock. So, yeah, so Stone's running around the house kind of peacocking, and that's okay. I mean, he had a great year. He had a great year. He made a great goal in lacrosse. He was the one that was playing defense. And, you know, coach said, you know what, for the hell of it, let's just put you on offense and see what happens. And, you know, he made a goal first time out there. I was so proud of him. Made a prom king. So he's a good boy. He's a good boy. I just don't get along with him during the summer. Okay? I mean, I love the kid. I just can't live with him. You know, I don't have to worry about him listening to the show. Don't worry about it. We can talk honestly. You know, can you guys really live with your kids? And I mean, we have to, you know, because there's some law out there. And, you know, I am his mother. And so, you know, I want to watch him. I want to make sure he's fine. I want to make sure he's fed. But if he was my roommate in college, I would have kicked his butt out a long time ago. Man, he is not easy to live with. Okay, I mean, you know, he's, it's not that he's mean or that he's grumpy. It's that the way he does things just doesn't jive with the way I do things. Now, he has learned, when he was younger, he knew how to kind of navigate around me. Okay, so if there's a place where mommy likes to sit on the couch, he knows not to go there. Okay, he knows that if I say mommy's having tummy problems, you know, to kind of stay clear of the bathroom. Okay? Or to go pee real quick so that the bathroom is free for mommy. So he's really good with that. He also has learned that if mommy, you know, comes to the front door going, I'm about to go out tonight, you know, how do I look? You know, with daddy. You know, and you know, daddy's like, oh, you know, you look hot, babe. You know, and I was like, well, that's it. You know, and you know, my son knows to say, you know, mom, you look good. Okay? We have some rituals and we have some things ironed down. Okay? What we don't, however, have ironed down, me and my son, is how he's supposed to contribute to the family, not financially contribute, okay, in terms of, like, chores, in terms of help, in terms of what we expect him to do, in terms of college prep, in terms of, you know, maybe moving out, you know, maybe looking at, you know, are you going to maybe get a summer job? Oh, no, I can't because I got school. School ends, like, today, okay? You're on, like, summer vacation as of today. No, but, you know, you need to recoup. You need to recover. I go, aren't you going to be bored for 3 months? Now, mind you, we are putting his butt in summer school, okay? You know, he just took his SAT, and I told him, take it again. You know, I do. After you get the score, you know, study up for the SAT. I took the SAT twice. First time on my SAT, I got a 1350, because remember, I think I had my period or something? And then I took it again, and I got a 1450. So I want him to take it twice. I don't know what his first score is going to be. But I'm like, why don't you study for the SAT? During the summer months, I was scratching at the door. I grew up in Phoenix, and it was really hot. So you couldn't go outside from 10 to 4, basically. Even if it was hot at 9 a.m. So, you know, maybe we'd go to our friends to swim or do whatever, but by 10 a.m., it was hot and there was nothing to do. And so I was dying to have a job or to study or to build something or to create an Apple computer. I mean, these are the things I wanted to do. And that's where my son and I don't jive, you know. And then he comes up to me. So I come home from an exhausting day at work, right, because, you know, I do radio, which is exhausting. And then I teach at the university. And when these kids are out of school, you have to set up your lectures. You have to do a lot of the logistic academic stuff and a lot of the, you know, paperwork. And so it's still a lot of work over the summer. So I come home pooped. He's like, Mom, I'm bored. You're bored. And then that's where I flip my lid. So I just hope, and I'm a little nervous about this one, okay? I'm nervous about this summer because this is technically the last summer he has to live at home, right? Because once he's 18, he could get that out, right? Okay, so technically next summer is when I could maybe kick him out if I ever have to. I could say, go, you're old enough to leave, but I just can't do that yet. I would like to see the law. Honestly, if anybody has the law, please send it to me at drdahlia.com, all right? You know, because he is 17 in a couple months. So if he really gets on my nerves, and here's the thing, I love my kid. It's not that I want to kick him out of the house because he bugs me. It's because I learned most of my lessons in life when I moved out when I was 18. And I had to try to make $6 work for groceries for a week. How do you live on $6 for a week, right? Well, I had to go out on dates and get my dinner paid for then. I don't know what I did, but I made it work somehow. You know, how to pay rent, how to navigate, you know, X amount of money and budget it and, you know, try to use public transportation and whatever. I mean, I learned so much, you know, on how to be an adult when I moved out when I was 18. And, you know, I didn't want my kids to grow up poor, and I don't want my kids to have, you know, I had some good years. I remember, you know, there were a couple of years when my parents and I and my family, we had money, but for the most of the times we were poor, and I didn't want my kids to have that. And so I want them to go through exactly what I did in the 90s. Problem is it's not the 90s. It's a different world. You know, jobs are harder to come by. Hopefully my kid goes to college, and it sounds like he wants to go to college, and I'm really excited about that. But what kept me in college? College is hard. Some of these classes, some of these tests, they sucked. But what kept me in college is I hated, always trying to work, you know, three jobs to, you know, make ends meet. And I did. I worked three part-time jobs to try to scrape $4 an hour here, $5 an hour here. So I don't think I ever made $5 an hour. That would have been a lot. But I scraped as much together but what helped me, you know, move forward was, all right, because I worked. So I got to figure out what I'm going to do with my kid this summer. I got stuff for him to do, but he won't do it. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800- 800- 590-4000. $49.87 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Over to me then, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yes, I do talk too much, but that's just what I do. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. See, the song goes, the song goes, you talk too much. I say you never shut up. So that's not the normal lyrics of the song. That's like a part of the song, so we need to get the right song. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake who is working the dials. And of course, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you asked, is there a way to become tolerant to Viagra? And apparently he's noticed that he's been taking Viagra now for about 10, 15 years and it just doesn't seem to work anymore. Well, of course. Absolutely. That's we've noticed that, you know, for a very long time now. And, you know, I hate to be so abrupt about it, but when Viagra came out in the 90s, you know, people, they used it when they didn't need to. And I was really, you know, nervous about that because I'm just of the belief that if you take a medicine when you don't need to, then by the time you do need to, it's not going to work. I think Viagra came out in 1998 or 1999. Reverend Bob Dole, I think, was talking about, you know, how he used it, et cetera. And so, you know, the reason why Viagra works is because it's a kind of like a negative feedback mechanism of it. So how do we explain it? So, for example, when you get flow into the penis, the blood is supposed to stay, okay? But the blood is only supposed to stay for an X amount of time. Then you're supposed to become flaccid again. These phosphodiesterase inhibitors, okay, kind of cause the blood, the feedback mechanism to stop. Okay, there's this pathway that has to do with nitric oxide. Nitric oxide signals an enzyme called guanylate cyclase. Guanylate cyclase converts animals to, chemicals to GTP. Then you get cyclic GMP. But what cyclic GMP does, if I could just get a little scientific here, is it causes muscles in the walls of the penile arteries to relax. This increases blood flow. Phosphodiesterase is an enzyme that decomposes the cyclic GMP, turning it back to GTP, which is the feedback mechanism that you have. So there's a cycle. The guanylate cyclase turns GTP into cyclic GMP. Then you need that phosphodiesterase to turn the cGMP back to GTP. And nitric oxide is what kind of turns the whole cycle on. If you want kind of a good explanation of this, go to How Stuff Works Science. It's really, really cool how they do that. All right, so if you have this mechanism, and then all of a sudden you have Viagra, all right, there's multiple different ways blood flows into the penis, right? Okay, so if you have nitric oxide, okay, that helps increase blood flow. If you have more cyclic GMP produced in the penis, that, in response to the nitric oxide trigger, that will increase blood flow. And if you could stop that feedback mechanism or that enzyme, that phosphodiesterase, in the penis, so the cyclic GMP can still build up and not get decomposed, that'll increase flow. So Viagra deals with that. It eliminates the phosphodiesterase, or it inhibits it, so that your cyclic GMP can still work, still build up, have a longer and larger effect on the artery walls. They say the more of the cyclic GMP, the greater the blood flow, and then the more blood flow, the better the erection. So, now, from what it looks like, there's about 11 different types of this phosphodiesterase inhibitor. The phosphodiesterase 5 is the one found in the penis. And once scientists discovered that, it was very easy for them to create the Viagra. And Pfizer is the one that gets credit for that. So they had to find a chemical that could block phosphodiesterase 5. Okay? And it wouldn't affect the phosphodiesterase in other parts of the body. So, if you go to How Stuff Works Science, it really gets a little bit more technical into how this works, but it's really kind of cool. Now, because we're dealing with a blocker or a defense mechanism, or a block of a natural body occurrence, your body is going to want to, you know, fight any foreign external outside source trying to manipulate. Okay? We see this all the time. We see this all the time with, let's say, what's a good example of where your body, okay, like for example, SSRIs and these antidepressant medications, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. How those medicines work is they block your body to reuptake the serotonin so it gets to be out there longer. Well, the body's like, to hell with this. We're supposed to have these receptors, so the body makes more receptors. Same thing can happen with Viagra. What happens with Viagra is, you know, the body notices that its phosphodiesterase 5 is getting blocked, and it's like, whoa, 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 something else is wrong. Something is going wrong here. So what ends up happening, Stephen wants to know why you have blue eyes. I'll get to that in a second. It's not so much blue eyes, but okay, I'll tell you in a second. But when the body notices that one of its very important enzymes that is crucial, okay, to the body's function, especially when you're dealing with cyclic GMP, which works with a bunch of different cycles in the body, the body's going to try to overcompensate. And eventually Viagra may not work as well. To answer Stephen's question, there's a phosphodiesterase 6 that I guess is not located in the penis, but it's located in the retina. And they find that sometimes you could kind of have a lateral effect with this medication where Viagra could affect the cone cells. You know how you have the cones and the rods? The cone cells affect color vision. The rods affect black and white. So the reason why there may be this little bluish-green hue, it's not that the eyes turn blue, it's that you can visualize green and blue hue, is because while that medication is inhibiting the PDE5, it could also be affecting the PDE6, which is a phosphodiesterase 6. So that's, from what I understand, is why you may get, you may see blue with Viagra. And it just happens that the pill is blue. I don't think there was another, I don't think there was a, that was planned out. Okay, but great question. You know, there's other drugs out there. You got Cialis, which is tadalafil. You got Levitra, vardenafil. You know, they both also block the PDE5 enzyme. And so going to them, I get asked, you know, should I switch it up? You could try switching it up. Absolutely. I mean, you could try switching it up. Maybe one formulation may work a little better for you. Some people love the Cialis because it works longer. You know, for some people, I've had to put them on Cialis daily. The thing is, people, is it's really hard to have sex every day. You know, you have a refractory period. Your body, it's very interesting. The male erection cycle. Many men will notice that. Now, when you're younger, you seem to be able to have sex 5 times a day. But the older you get, it takes a while for you to reboot, so to speak. And I feel that mechanism is kind of in place so that you have time to make more sperm. And remember, the whole purpose of erection is so you can impregnate another animal. And we just happen to be humans. Okay, it's not supposed to be for fun. It's not supposed to be a joystick. It's not supposed to be, you know, something to do on break at work, okay? You know, the reason why it's there is it's supposed to aid fertility and allow you to impregnate another one of your species. So your refractory period allows rest. It allows regeneration of anything that needs to be regenerated, okay? And it allows time for the testes to produce more sperm and more semen to be produced and et cetera. So refractory periods are very normal. People will use Viagra to stop this refractory period and so the other thing that you have to be concerned about is a overuse of an organ. And I know people say if you don't use it, you lose it. And I agree with that. That happens with the brain. That happens, you know, we talk about that with females with issues with sex, where if they have hyposexual disorder or dysfunction disorder where they don't want to have sex, sometimes having sex helps that. You know, the more sex you have, the more you want it. However, the idea of overusing something could possibly cause you to then be less ready in the future. So I think every man is individual. And they have to figure out when they need to allow it to rest and when they need to use it and when they need to use the Viagra per se. But if you have any issues with erections, it may not be a quote unquote Viagra issue that has to solve it. You may have diabetes. You may have arteriosclerosis. And by the way, if you have issues, you know, maintaining an erection, blood flow to the penis, you could be having blood flow issues to the heart. You've got to get your heart checked. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Aedes aegypti mosquito that had been in the news when we talked about Zika last year is in the news again. Because we have been talking about last year how this Aedes aegypti mosquito, it has more of a purpose in life than to just spread Zika. It likes to spread other things. Dengue, fever, chikungunya. I can't pronounce that right. It's called chikungunya. Okay? It's another disease that is spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. Well, a new study led by Colorado State University's researchers found this Aedes aegypti, or aegypti, which is the primary mosquito that carries the virus, can transmit them all in one single bite. The findings shed new light on what is known as a co-infection, which scientists said is not fully understood and may be fairly common in areas experiencing outbreaks. So, The mosquito could give you multiple viruses at once. And what is very interesting about a study like that, for those of you who are science buffs, is that why Zika all of a sudden turned into a virus of epidemic proportions? Zika had been around since the 40s and 50s. You know, Ebola was the one that was found in the late 70s, or I think the early 70s. But Zika had been around before that. And we didn't hear of thousands upon thousands and thousands of cases of microcephaly, you know, back then, 50s, 60s, 70s. We didn't, you know, hear about it then. Why all of a sudden now was it such an issue? Well, if the mosquitoes have been able to figure out a way to carry all viruses at the same time and co-infect somebody, that might be just enough to change the type of epidemic we're looking at. You see? Now, you guys are learning a lot on this show. I know. Usually I talk about, you know, gas and whatever and, yeah, so I know I'm teaching you guys a lot. See? Maybe I'll get to be on air a little longer. All right, so, according to Claudia Ruckert, postdoctoral researcher at CSU's Arthropod Born and Infectious Disease Laboratory, she says a mosquito, in theory, could give you multiple viruses at once. I said that. She gets to be in this article, and I don't. Ruckert presented initial findings from the study last fall at the annual meeting of the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene in Atlanta, Georgia. But the researcher's team paper was published May 19th in Nature Communications. So for those of you going, wait, why didn't we hear about this back then? The findings were from the study last fall. First of all, you guys didn't even give a damn. Please, really? Like, you guys are going to care? Come on. Okay, number two is when they do these annual meetings, have you guys ever been to, like, annual meetings of American Societies of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene? I mean, guys, have you ever been? You know, me neither. If you ever do go to meetings such as this, they usually present preliminary findings. And then their paper gets published later. So it's very cool stuff to know what is being studied. Once it gets published and it's out there in the news, they're not going to waste a lot of time in a big conference such as that to talk about what's already out there and known. You see what I mean? So people want to know what is coming around the bend. And that's why they're very excited. Yeah, look, they sell tickets somehow. There's got to be some draw. So people want to know the scoop behind the scenes. Just like, what's that big, huge conference that we get with all the new electronics? Consumer Electronics Show. Okay? Nobody at the Consumer Electronics Show is going to stick an iPhone 6 out there. But if they have an iPhone 36, you're going to be like, ooh, that's cool. So, the Colorado State University team infected mosquitoes in the lab with multiple kinds of viruses to learn more about the transmission of more than one infection from a single mosquito bite. While they described the lab results as surprising, researchers said there's no reason to believe that these co-infections are more severe than being infected with one virus at a time. Existing research, however, on co-infections is sparse. So, like I said, we don't know why this Zika thing was just so exaggerated. I don't want to say exaggerated in the news, but in terms of, you know, Zika's been around for a while. Why all of a sudden did it make, you know, did it cause, you know, thousands upon thousands of cases now? So it's a thought. They say chikungunya, dengue, and Zika viruses are transmitted to humans by the Aedes aegypti mosquito who lives in tropical, subtropical, and some temperate climates. Usually not a big population of Aedes aegypti here in the States. However, there's been a lot of changes with our climate, and we have seen these mosquitoes as far north as Philadelphia, New York. So these mosquitoes, you know, could possibly bring these types of tropical diseases to the States. We've already had some endemic cases of Zika by mosquito bites, fresh mosquito bites in Texas. So we're going to watch it in Miami-Dade County. All right. Those clusters, we don't want to call them epidemics, but those clusters, those smaller outbreaks have been contained, but we are coming into now our warm, wet season. They say as the viruses continue to emerge into new regions, the likelihood of co-infection by multiple viruses may be increasing. They say the first reports of chikungunya and dengue virus co-infection occurred back in 1967. So we'll be kind of keeping you guys posted on this. You know, if you remember, Zika is that virus that causes, it acts like the flu. You can even have a rash. If you go to my blog at drdahlia.com www.thedrjdoll.wordpress.com, or if you go to my website, click on one of the articles, and then go to the search, you could search up what the Zika virus rash looks like. It looks like a rash we got as kids when we got, when we got sick. You know, and the virus doesn't hurt you, the rash doesn't hurt you, but the virus can. Especially if the virus can hurt a baby who is born, gives the baby a small head, causes neurological deficits, the baby can't develop a brain properly. It could cause Guillain-Barré in adults or kids, where you kind of have an immune response to having this virus that starts to prevent your nerves from working properly. So, and there's a lot of issues that we don't know Zika causes, because many people that have been exposed to Zika don't feel it. Most of us don't even know we have Zika if we get it. It's very interesting how these viruses leave rashes. Many parents would freak out because the baby or the kid would have this rash, and the rash would be all over. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, something's going on. And, you know, usually if a body goes into a full-blown rash, yeah, you know, something significant is going on. But with a lot of these viruses, they'll come with a rash. So it takes a skilled, you know, clinician, your medical provider, whether it's your PA, nurse practitioner, doctor, pediatrician, et cetera, to look, dentist, pharmacist, et cetera, to go look, you know, this may be a part of the virus. And there's some, you know, very common childhood viruses that cause these rashes, these viral exanthems to come about. And we think from an evolutionary standpoint, the reason why that occurs is it's because the parents need to know that something is going on with their child. And a rash, you know, allows the parents to see what's going on. Remember, some of these viruses, you know, or ear infections, or, you know, things that we now take for granted that we could treat and look at easily, like, you know, pharyngitis, et cetera. You know, we have tools, we have instruments. But remember, we are built as animals. Okay, so you gotta think back in caveman days. How did parents know if their kid was sick? Well, one is maybe they wouldn't feed. Maybe they felt bad. Maybe they cried more. Maybe they had a fever. A fever was a big sign. Okay, telling others that you were sick. But a rash would do it as well. The other thing is a rash lets other people know that you're sick. If somebody looks different and has red splotches, okay, it's kind of a no, don't go here type of thing. And that's also a evolutionary, I don't want to say advantage, but a tool that the human species has so that other humans don't get sick. So it's very, very interesting. Just like hepatitis, you turn in yellow. You know, you turn in yellow, you know, it lets other people know you have hepatitis. Unfortunately, it also tells us that you're pretty, pretty sick. Kissing bug disease is more deadly than thought, the Chagas disease. And we check for Chagas in blood when you donate. The Chagas likes to bite humans around their lips and face as they sleep. So it's called the kissing bug. And then they defecate into the wound with feces that harbors the infectious parasite Trypanosoma cruzi. Let's talk about kissing bugs when we get back. Disgusting.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Doc Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Boy, today must be Infectious Disease Day because, boy, there's a lot of stories, a lot of talks about, we're talking about botulism today. We talked about Zika. We talked about the nacho cheese botulism, unfortunately, issue, the cryptosporidium pool contamination. So busy, busy day. So this Chagas disease is where you get a parasite after a bug bites you around the lips and face and poops into the bite. And the parasite is called Trypanosoma cruzi. And the parasite enters the bloodstream, and then it could cause Chagas disease. Or Chagas disease is known as trypanosomiasis. And the disease is usually pretty mild, okay? Could be asymptomatic, right? But the new study has found that the deaths fueled by the infection are much more common than we know and unfortunately under-recognized. Now, the study was published in the journal PLOS Neglected Tropical Diseases, being reported by CNN. An infection with Chagas was found to increase risk of death by 2 to 3 times. They say in every age category, people who had Chagas died more than people who didn't. Makes sense? According to Dr. Capuani, an infectious disease researcher in Brazil. She said, if you're infected earlier in life, you should be treated. They say diagnosis is a challenge because in many parts of Central and South America, where the disease is most prevalent, people often find out they're infected only when they donate blood, which is why, you know, blood banks now in America check for Chagas. So they say kissing bugs behind the disease have been reported in 25 U.S. states, with the largest concentration in the South. So a research team looked at data from 8,500 people who donated blood between 1996 and 2000, and they compared this to people who tested positive and negative for infection with this T. cruzi parasite. Then they followed these subjects for 14 years. And that's how they could tell that people who had it were 2 or 3 times higher risk of dying. However, we're not talking about dying of Chagas. We're talking about dying from heart disease. You know, that's very interesting. They say the leading cause of death among those testing positive related to heart disease. They say in the positive group, there was a 17 times the risk of cardio disease. More than 6 million people, they believe, are infected globally. Now, for those of you going, oh, my God, how do I know if I have it or not? If you donated blood, they would have told you. So, you know, the average medical provider doesn't test you for Chagas disease. But when you donate blood, they do. They check for hepatitis, AIDS, all that. So, you know, if you've donated blood, there's a good chance, and they've kept your blood, and you haven't gotten called by them, there's a good chance you don't have it. But for those of you that, you know, do remember getting bugs, you know, bug bites near your face, you might want to get that checked out. The CDC estimates that there's 300,000 cases of Chagas in the United States. And most of the time we contract this from other countries and bring it back. You could get these acute sudden symptoms like fatigue, rash, diarrhea, fever, some swollen eyelids, you know, especially if they bite the face. But they say many people, whether they have chronic Chagas or acute Chagas, they may not have any symptoms at all. So you having an underlying infection could put you at risk for heart disease. They say in the study, 40% of those blood tested positive for Chagas disease did not have that infection stated on their death certificate, even when the deaths were heart related. Because again, if nobody's screening or testing for it. Now, there are two antiparasitic drugs, according to CNN, to treat the infection. Benznidazole and nifurtimox. Both are 100% effective if given soon after the infection. And they say adverse effects can also occur in up to 40% of patients. No vaccine, okay? But you have to control, I guess, the, you know, bugs from, you know, getting into your house, et cetera, biting you, and then pooping once they bite you. That's tough. Maybe you could give them a constipating agent. Maybe you could have cheese around the house, and you could let them eat the cheese. 1 in 5 cancers diagnosed in the United States is rare. They say a fifth of adult cancer patients aren't having the most common kinds. And they say 2/3 of child patients are having rare types of cancers. They say a rare cancer is defined as affecting fewer than 6 per 100,000 people per year. This is a very, very interesting report. Pretty scary. They say for most cancers, or research on causes, prevention, or early detection is either limited or non-existent. So you have some very weird, esoteric leukemia, there may not be a treatment as a more common type of leukemia. Dr. Carol DeSantis led a team using data from the North American Association of Central Cancer Registries and Surveillance Epidemiology and End Results SEER program. Whew, said that all in one breath. And they said they comprehensively examined current incidence rates, stage and diagnosis, and survival for more than 100 rare cancers. And they found that 20% had more of the rarer types of cancers. Now, there's a whole variety of these rare types of cancers, and they don't list them. But, you know, we talked about a rare type of cancer that you could get with breast implants, with the anaplastic, sort of non-Hodgkin's type of lymphoma. these more odd, rare cancers don't seem to get all the funding and don't seem to get all the glory when it comes to research and research and development. So it just kind of keeps our mind open that the bad stuff is still out there. And if you do see a cause that is for a rare disease, don't blow it off just because it's not the big ones like lung cancer, breast cancer, et cetera. And mind you, trust me, I want funds going for lung cancer research, breast cancer research. I get that. But unfortunately, what ends up happening is sometimes they seem to envelop most of the attention. You know, one thing that's really cool about the My Cause, My Cleats that the NFL is doing is the NFL has been so awesome supporting breast cancer awareness with the pink booties and the pink armbands and pink towels. And I think that's really, really cool. But it was, you know, players like Dak Prescott and some of the other players going, look, you know, my mom died of colon cancer. Can I also raise awareness for that? And you have a lot of people that have other causes in addition to breast cancer that they'd like to raise awareness for. So hence the NFL came up with My Cause, My Cleats. And hopefully we'll have somebody from the NFL soon come on air to talk about that. We are asking for some of the players to consider National Blood Donation Week and blood donation as part of a cause. Even if they can't donate blood, we would like them to maybe wear a shoe with our logo, which is pretty cool. Go to my website, check it out. That will bring awareness to, donating blood. If you have any sort of cancer, many times you need a blood transfusion based on your treatment. So even blood donation, in addition to being there for trauma and accidents like what we just happened with the Manhattan car pummeling over, you know, tons of pedestrians, you know, we need blood and we always need blood and we always need people donating blood. So any of you that could donate blood, please, please do. Any of you that can host a blood drive, please get a hold of me. All right. We would love that, especially for National Blood Donation Week or even during the summer. The Congressional Budget Office says next week they will have a score on the GOP health bill. They will release its analysis, all right? And this long-awaited analysis will give an idea of how the legislation will impact the deficit and how many people could, quote-unquote, lose coverage. Apparently, the initial version showed that the American Health Care Act would increase the number of people without health insurance by 24 million by the year 2026. They say previous versions of the GOP bill were scored twice in March, but the bill has been amended three times since then. And the most recent amendment would allow states to waive out of two Obamacare provisions, the essential health benefits, which mandates which services insurance must cover, and community rating, which requires insurance to charge everyone for the same for premiums regardless of medical condition. Now, keep in mind, the one way to help heal from some of the Obamacare's damage is to curb some of the entitlements and some of the spending that has happened. And so when we saw that Medicare and Medicaid enrollees kept going up and are still going up, even though the recession is supposed to be quote-unquote over and more people were supposed to be getting health insurance under Obamacare, why are more and more people still requiring Medicaid? And so the government at some point had to start scaling that down. So if the Congressional Budget Office has anything besides the fact that some people will be losing Medicaid, I would be surprised, because that's kind of one of the goals, is to stop this continual, you know, rise in people needing that and not giving them regular health insurance. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.